Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on iHeart and Radio MD, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you very much for downloading us. We are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I want to thank them for being the sponsor of the show. And if there's one thing I know, it's that you want better health and nutrition. But sometimes understanding what vitamins and supplements to take can be confusing. That's why I recommend Persona Nutrition. With Persona Nutrition, you can get personalized supplement recommendations and customized vitamin packs delivered to your door. Plus, we've got a great offer for you. They really have a great offer for you. Just go to PersonaNutrition.com or MyPersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N. That's MyPersona.com/Roizen, where you'll take a free assessment that lets you know what you need or not, and you get 50% off your order today. That's right, 50% off on your first order. What have you got to lose? Try it today. MyPersona.com, Roizen. I am Dr. Mike Roizen, and you are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This podcast is 981, the news segment, and what it means to you. And today we've got some really interesting news stories. There are a lot of reasons to start your day with lemon water. I always start it with coffee, black coffee. But there's a good story about black coffee in there today and why that's a great thing to start it with. We're going to talk about this year's flu season, why it got off to a horrendous start from the standpoint of illnesses, but not many deaths. That's the good news. But why it still is time to get your flu shot if you haven't gotten it already, because, well, I'll tell you, I don't want to ruin the story. Foods to help you get to sleep? Yeah, we're going to tell you the two most important and the two you want to avoid. And we're going to tell you why vaping to get off smoking is a bad idea. We've just got really good new data on why it is a horrendous idea to use that. And then green tea, yeah, we'll talk about why that may help you live longer. And we've got a whole bunch of other stories for you as well. So let's get to it. And we're going to go in some crazy order today, talking about caffeine first rather than lemon juice first or lemon water. Lemon juice, why it's important? Yeah, the morning coffee is a randomized study story. So this is the gold standard of stories, a randomized study, 126 people randomly allocated to having either 4 cups of black coffee a day or 4 cups of coffee taste-alike but no caffeine in it. And what happened? The people on the black coffee lost 4% more body fat. That's a huge amount. That's like 7 pounds or 6 pounds on average of body fat over 6 weeks compared to the group that didn't have the caffeine. And the more coffee they had, the more they lost. This was done in Singapore, randomized, excellently done study, highest quality control. What that means, if you want to lose weight and especially body fat, by the way, they did this study to see if it would reduce the risk of diabetes. Wasn't long enough to do that, but it was long enough to show that body fat decreased really substantially. A big, big improvement, a big thing for the study. So excellent study, well done, and if you will, the great news, you get to lose body fat by doing it. While we're on it, let's talk about lemon juice. Why should lemon water, not lemon juice, but squeeze half a lemon, use the rind too, in water, and not only do you prevent dehydration when you get up, but it is aids in digestion, it keeps you hydrated, it's weight loss friendly, it supplies a little vitamin C, important in this period of flu season. It provides a little potassium boost, and it helps prevent against kidney stones. So this article advocated a little lemon water in the morning. I like coffee better, but you get to choose lemon water. I'm actually going to have lemon water to end my day. As you know, I stop eating around 7 p.m. with a salad and a glass of, or half a glass of wine, depending on how I'm feeling, or maybe two glasses if it's a weekend day. But that's the limit. But afterwards, I have water. And so water with lemon in it would be a little fine. That is just half a lemon in a full glass of water. Climate change translates to more fatal injuries. That's right. When the climate goes up, there are more shooting. When the weather gets warmer in these states, a 1.5 degree increase in temperature ends up with about 4% more accidents in this study. They looked at it in the states and kept good controls on it. It's epidemiologic, not perfect from a standpoint. You can't randomly allocate people to higher or lower temperatures. But what they showed was that the higher temperature climates were associated with increased, that is in the same cities, with increased auto accidents, increased gun violence, increased all kinds of accidents. So this doesn't look at anything else but just that climate change, that we're getting warmer or going through a cycle of warmer weather, for those who don't believe that humans did it. But even so, it looks like it's a problem from a injury standpoint. Is it safe to eat romaine lettuce from Salinas again? Absolutely. No problems. The CDC says that this was a problem because of E. coli. They haven't figured out where it came from, but it looks like that it was a problem, but it has not had any illnesses in the last 6 weeks that they can trace anyway, and certainly no fatal or serious illnesses or outbreak getting hospitalizations. Five foods that can help you sleep. Well, the main foods are foods with magnesium and tryptophan. Tryptophan, you know that as the ones with turkey on Thanksgiving, but also chicken, fish, salmon does it as well. And the other food that you want is magnesium. It's in, of course, almonds. It's also in leafy green vegetables such as spinach. So you want to go to sleep, that's a good choice. By the way, tryptophan is also in egg whites, as well as chicken and turkey and salmon. Those are the main foods you want. The other thing, whole grain breads are healthy. What are the worst two foods? They're foods with saturated fat and simple sugars. People who ate those in the epidemiologic studies stayed awake longer. And, of course, alcohol helps you go to sleep, but there's a rebound as you metabolize the alcohol so that you tend to wake up with it.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's Roizen.
Fitbits are now being used to predict flu outbreaks, but that's one of the stories about that I want to get into. Millennials are staying away from flu shots. More than 60% are avoiding flu shots. Bad choice, because the millennials have both older parents, friends who have kids, and they have kids themselves. And it's the kids, the infants, who are at most risk, and the older people, their parents, who are at most risk. And it's often that the flu comes 2 or 3 days before. In fact, you can get infective for 2 or 3 days before you got it. Why did the flu season start out so bad? Because it was there are two B viruses, and this flu shots are normally against 3 A's and 1 B. They don't go against the B that they don't expect. There are Victoria and Yamagata. The Yamagata is the more serious one, so that's the one that is protected. Victoria is the one that came around this year. It came around much earlier. It usually only affects millennials and people younger than millennials. For some reason, the older people are protected against it because they've had it so often in the past. And that's why it is many more cases, many more days out of work, but not killing people. That's the good news. Millennials, the flu shot isn't perfectly safe. There is some risk to it. But the benefit of preventing a serious problem is 40,000 times greater than the risk. I repeat that, 40,000 times the benefit to risk ratio. Get the darn flu shot and protect yourself, protect those around you. And that goes for all vaccines. I was asked on the radio show this morning, would I get a 14-year-old who hasn't had HPV shots, the two shots? Absolutely. Why not protect against cancer? Again, not absolutely safe, but the benefit to risk, 40,000 to 1. Dr. Oz and I interviewed 150 people. No one on either side will talk to us except the CDC, which has us do some PSAs for the flu shot. Why? Because we came to the real data that it wasn't perfectly safe, but it's much safer than not getting it. That is the benefit to risk ratio, avoiding a serious problem to getting a serious problem, is a 40,000 to 1 shot. People who are vaping and smoking, if you smoke, you have about a 70% increased risk of stroke and heart attack. Guess what? Vaping also has a 70% increase in this study. And those who got off of smoking by vaping, and they were smoking and vaping together, 300% increase, threefold increase in strokes. What about those who vaped and then switched to tobacco? Same thing, 300%. If you do both together, not at the same time, obviously, if you do both vaping and smoking and alternate between the two, much higher risk. We don't know why. But vaping and smoking deaths together, much worse for stroke, much worse for your lungs. 15% of Americans say they do nothing for physical activity. That is, when you ask them in a month, did you swim, did you walk, did you run, did you play golf, did you do anything for exercise? 17% actually of Americans say they did nothing. By the way, Hispanics, it's 30%. African Americans, it's 30%. Unbelievable. Just get out and walk. Exercise, walking, movement is one of the best things. It helps prevent you against being in a coffin. Actually, one of my favorite jokes of Mickey Rooney is he said, What words did he want saying at his funeral? And what he said he wanted to hear people say is, "Hey, he's moving." And as a famous funeral director once said, "None of my patients move." And if they're moving, they don't end up dead. So keep moving. I like that. Last story I want to talk about is the FDA issues a cancer warning over the weight loss drug Belviq. This shows you how good the FDA is. They make these companies do phase four studies. Phase one, safety. Phase two, does it work? Is it efficacious in open label studies? Phase three, randomized controlled studies. Those are the gold standard. Does it work there and is it safe there? And phase four, post-marketing. They've approved it because it worked in maybe 1,000 people. Now it's open to the whole public. This was 12,000 people. They made the manufacturers of Belviq study who were doing weight loss. The Belviq had higher cancer rates. Now cancer increases, especially breast cancer increases with obesity, but they had higher breast cancer rates with Belviq. They don't know, they aren't for sure that it's due to the Belviq. If you're on Belviq, talk to your doc. Last story is one we've done for a number of weeks now. This coronavirus in China looks like there are 10 human-to-human interactions, 10 people who've gotten coronavirus from other humans. It's not just seafood to humans. This is a dangerous virus. The good news, we've learned to get vaccines quickly. The bad news is we won't have vaccines for a year. You want to stay away from people from Hunan province or Hunan the city if they had any illness. Okay, so we've done the story, the news of the week. This is 981A, the news of the week, the key stories. Remember that lemon water is a great way to start or end your day. Get the flu shot. And to help you sleep, foods with magnesium and tryptophan, such as almonds and spinach, chicken, salmon, turkey, and that vaping is a lousy way to quit smoking. We want you to quit any way you can, but vaping increases your risk of stroke, especially when combined with smoking. This has been You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Again, we want to thank Persona Nutrition for being the sponsor of the show. And I know that you listen and download us because you want better health and nutrition. But sometimes understanding what vitamins and supplements to take can be confusing. So we recommend, and I recommend personally, I'm chair of their scientific advisory board, so I know how good the science is, Persona Nutrition. With Persona Nutrition, you can get that personalized recommendations. You can do a free assessment at mypersona.com/Roizen, mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, mypersona, mypersona.com/Roizen, where you'll take the free assessment, special offer. You get 50% off on your first order. So order it today. You get 50% off. What have you got to lose? You can try it. The assessment is free. You'll see if you like the assessment. That's at mypersona.com/Roizen. Thank you for downloading us. Thank Bill for good or great engineering. We'll be back. And by the way, we have a wonderful guest today. I'm not going to tell you. By the way, I do want you to listen to some of the past guests. 979B was Neil Barnard. 978B, Dr. Michael Greger. 976B is Yoga Mat, Roy Parvin, Yoga for the Inflexible Male. And one of my favorites is that I skipped over, 977B, Nan Wise, Why Good Sex Matters. We'll be back next week with another You, the Owner's Manual, Part A, the news of the week, and a guest segment, Part B, a wonderful guest. Tune in. Thanks again, and thank you, Bill, for great engineering.